All right, so today we are ground zero, episode 1.01, right? Like, we don't have any toilet tissue, paper towel. What is this in the court? So, right now, the governor has executed this stay at home till April 6th for Washington State. And this is not a new thing. This is just a new thing for Washingtonians, right? So, as far as my best friend, Carlton, what do you have to say as far as living in the state of Florida? Definitely. Have you been able to get extra toilet tissue and paper towel? So you're hoarding. Are you hoarding?
I'm not hoarding. I'm not hoarding. I don't have an abundance, but I have enough to live with myself and be straight.
So you have enough like for 30 days.
I don't have enough for 30 days, but I know how to use my bathroom properly.
I get it. So right now there's so many people on like this whole OCD thing where they're, one tissue this, three tissues this, and this whole thing. And I've been telling people like our water in Washington State has been carbonated. They don't feel me on this until I kind of fill a water bottle up and I let it sit. And then there's so many bubbles in it, right? So I have to
Really?
take Tums. Yes. I have to take Tums. Like, this is something I'm not exactly, cognizant on what is going on with the Washington State water, right? Because why are there bubbles? I don't want to have to buy bottled water because it's in such shortage. I don't want to hoard it. But at the same time, why is there bubbles in the tap water? What is going on with that? No, no, it's not. So I have a lot of Tums. I'm hoarding that. I have a lot of Tums. So, this is day one on the governor's 14-day or till April 6th. Stay inside. If you are emergency personnel, you have to have some type of letter and you can go to work. If not, if you get caught outside, you have to be going to go grocery shopping or to go to a medical appointment. And our state has not negated such things as abortion, which Texas has written off. If you're trying to get an abortion and it's not for the sake of the mother, you can't even get the abortion in Texas right now. It's kind of sad. Yeah, it's kind of sad. Because I think there were rape victims involved before this whole thing, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not sure what's going on right now in Texas. I don't think that Washington State has gone to that validity, but they have said if you don't have a doctor's appointment. So I think, you know, if you have an appointment and you can solidify it with some type of prescription or a doctor's note, then you're okay. But I think our governor has got such a backlash because he didn't do something that a lot of other states did immediately.
Right.
And my thing is, a day in the life of, I have been working from home. I have been seeing this thing from the sideline, right? And I don't think that certain things should be involved in the state, such as abortion, right? But I get that you're trying to save emergency personnel for emergency situation, right? So it kind of is a catch-22 right now.
Right? I mean, if you're going to if you're going to an abortion clinic, they already have people there. They're not going to the hospital or you know, they're already stationed. So it kind of doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get it. I definitely get it. So maybe we don't approve what Texas is doing, but maybe we approve on the realistic value of social distancing, right? And we should do that. But at the same time, what does that say on a nation? That says to me, for one, that we weren't doing what we needed to do to begin with our sanitary involvement. We didn't do what we need to do as a nation, not United States nation, but whole earth nation.
Right.
So we are now learning the ramification of not being sanitary.
Yeah.
Not looking out for one another's health. And it's come about this global pandemic situation where we are now not looking forward to one another's health, which we should have been doing. We should have been looking out for one another because at the end of the day, sole purpose, whatever it is, however we achieve it, is to evolve on one another, to do for one another, right? So I think this is a catch-22 situation for us all. And we have to do better.
We have to change the mentality of get money first and everything else is just whatever it is.
Right. Right. Paper dollar, if we burn it all, means nothing.
Right.
We can burn all of paper money, but what value does it really have on society?
Exactly.
Then we talk about these senators that traded stocks and things before they quote unquote put this pandemic out. Well, guess what? If Martha Stewart was locked up, they should all be locked up. So my thing is, right, a day in the life of, my thing is, we should just do better in society. Not one global to another global, non-war confronting. We should just do better of human race, of people. And we have to. This is something where we have to buckle down as a human species and say, we want to do better. We want to live. We want to progress. We want to make it out of this as a human species. And there's so much involved in that globally. Politics is not something that I'm going to speak on. But globally, as far as the human race, I think we can do better. We should do better. And if we would do it, we can make it out of this, right?
I agree.
Definitely. So I hope you all that are listening can vibe with us, can understand, and can be on one accord. We need to do better as a species to survive as a species. There's so many species that are becoming scarce. We have to take a stance. We have to take a stance. Thank you so much for listening.